Chapter 24. When Mameha returned to town the following day and learned that Mother had decided to adopt me, she didn't seem as pleased as I would have expected. She nodded and looked satisfied, to be sure, but she didn't smile. I asked if things hadn't turned out exactly as she'd hoped. "Oh no, the bidding between Dr. Crab and Nobu went just as I'd hoped," she told me, "and the final figure was a considerable sum. The moment I found out, I knew Mrs. Nitta would certainly adopt you. I couldn't be more pleased." This is what she said, but the truth, as I came to understand in stages over the following years, was something quite different. For one thing, the bidding hadn't been a contest between Dr. Crab and Nobu at all. It had ended up a contest between Dr. Crab and the Baron. I can't imagine how Mameha must have felt about this, but I'm sure it accounts for why she was suddenly so cold to me for a short time, and why she kept to herself the story of what had really happened. I don't mean to suggest that Nobu was never involved. He did bid quite aggressively for my Mizwage, but only during the first few days, until the figure passed 8,000 yen. When he ended up dropping out, it probably wasn't because the bidding had gone too high. Mameha knew from the beginning that Nobu could bid against anyone if he wanted to. The trouble, which Mameha hadn't anticipated, was that Nobu had no more than a vague interest in my Mizwage. Only a certain kind of man spends his time and money chasing after Mizwage, and it turned out that Nobu wasn't one of them. Some months earlier, as you may remember, Mameha had suggested that no man would cultivate a relationship with a 15-year-old apprentice unless he was interested in her Mizwage. This was during the same discussion when she told me, "You can bet it isn't your conversation he's attracted to." She may have been right about my conversation, I don't know, but whatever attracted Nobu to me, it wasn't my Mizwage either. As for Dr. Crab, he was a man who would probably have chosen suicide the old-fashioned way before allowing someone like Nobu to take a Mizwage away from him. Of course, he wasn't really bidding against Nobu after the first few days, but he didn't know that, and the mistress of the Ichiriki made up her mind not to tell him. She wanted the price to go as high as it could. So when she spoke to him on the telephone, she said things like, "Oh, doctor, I've just received word from Osaka, and an offer has come in for 5,000 yen. She probably had received word from Osaka, though it might have been from her sister, because the mistress never liked to tell outright lies. But when she mentioned Osaka and an offer in the same breath, naturally Dr. Crab assumed the offer was from Nobu, even though it was actually from the Baron.